The club was from another age. So was Mother. The Woman's Association of Northern California, Conquistadores Chapter Number 16, was housed in a sumptuous turn-of-the-century Beaux-Arts-touched-by-Gothic castle topped by crenellations and turrets and constructed of massive blocks of mauve-gray Deer Isle granite from a long-dead quarry in Maine. The interior was predictable, somber and dark save for stained-glass windows featuring historical gold rush scenes that blew jeweled patches on the walls when the sun shone through. Antique Persian rugs softened well-worn walnut floors. The staircase banister gleamed from decades of polish. 30-foot ceilings were coffered and rimmed with gold. The ground floor of the building held all the public rooms. The two floors above contained sleeping chambers for the members. Mother had been a member of the association for over 50 years and sometimes slept over in a room far too modest for her. But the fees were nominal, and nostalgia was worth something. Her dinners at the club were frequent. They made her feel special. They made DeVita feel like a freak, but she gritted her teeth and indulged Mother's preferences because the woman was a not-too-healthy 80. Most dinners meant Mother and various selections of dear friends, each one of them more than a step out of time. The entire concept of the association, with its genteel Gatsby pretensions, would have been anachronistic anywhere. Nowhere was it more absurd than here in Berkeley. A stroll from the club was the People's Park, originally conceived as a monument to free speech, but reduced to a square block of homeless encampments and ad hoc soup kitchens. Good intentions in the abstract, but the brown rectangle reeked of unwashed bodies and decaying food, and on hot days, anyone not blessed by nasal congestion kept a wide berth. Not far from the park was the gourmet ghetto, the foodie mecca that typified Berkeley's mix of hedonism and idealism. And dominating it all, the UC. It was these contrasts that gave the city a unique character, with everything blanketed by a definite point of view. DeVita loved the city with all its strengths and its foibles. Leftist and proud, she was now part of the system, duly elected state representative from District 14. She loved her district, and she loved her constituents. She loved the energy and the electricity of a town stoked by people who cared about issues. So different from her hometown, Sacramento, where dishing dirt was respectable recreation. And yet here she was, commuting back to the Capitol. All for a good cause. Tonight, the dome-roofed hush-hush dining room was dense with tables dressed in starched linen and sparkling silver and crystal, but shy on diners. Members were dying off, and very few women elected to follow in their mother's footsteps. DeVita had joined the association a few years back because it was politically smart to do so. She knew most of the members as friends of her mother, and they enjoyed the attention she paid them. Their monetary contributions were stingy compared to their assets, but at least they gave more than DeVita could say about a lot of her own allegedly altruistic pals. Tonight, it was just DeVita and Mother. Their server handed them menus, and DeVita and her mother silently scanned tonight's choices. The entrees, once biased toward steaks and chops, had conceded to present-day realities with more chicken and fish. The food was excellent, DeVita had to grant that. In Berkeley, bad food was almost as serious an iniquity as being a Republican. Mother insisted on flirting with the waiter, an elfin-looking man in his 30s named Tony, who was undoubtedly gay. Mother damn well knew he was gay, but she batted her lashes like a moony adolescent. Tony played his part by smiling and batting back. His lashes outclassed Mother's, thicker and darker than any man's deserved to be. DeVita knew Mother was worried, trying to mask it with a false cheer, still dwelling on the incident. Though it had seemed like a big deal last week, and certainly demeaning, Davida now had the perspective to see it for what it had been, a stupid prank executed by stupid people. Eggs. Sticky, repellent, but not dangerous. Still, Mother brooded as she forked her shrimp cocktail. Davida's minestrone soup remained untouched because dealing with Mother tightened up her esophagus. If the wall of silence didn't come down, both of them would end up with indigestion, and Davida would leave the club in need of something.